Here we go. For immunity and reward. Driver's ready. Go!
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Survivors Ready. My name is Adam, and this is the podcast where we recap Survivor with a plethora of rotating co-hosts. But my one true co-host for the rest of my life is Fatty, and he is here with us tonight. Hello, Fatty.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I'm packed and ready to go.
You know, you could almost say that you're my rebound co-host.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I had a long-running co-host that a divorce
Maddie?
Happened there. No, Daniel.
Oh.
I had a
was
long-running
Daniel on
co-host.
Survivor's Ready? I don't remember
and
that.
And then, not on this show.
Think,
oh, my God.
I think Daniel watches Survivor, doesn't he?
I don't know. Probably. Who knows okay. what Daniel does.
Hi, Daniel.
Anyway, I'm saying you're
Daniel, if you'd like to contact us, just go over to Survivor's Ready Podcast
don't.
And fill out the form. Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
that's right. There's not
there's
a form,
no form.
Over there.
But we are joined by Faye Driver once again. Welcome, Faye.
Why, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, as always.
Yes. And by the way, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, could not bother to be with us tonight.
Now, what does he do for a living? Because he said he had to work.
He avoids us on Thursday nights.
Now, I want to know,
he's doing this week.
Is he a checker at the local 7-Eleven?
Like, he is.
What is
he? I could. Well, anyway, what I wanted to say.
He's a night stalker.
He's a night stalker. Right. Or is that stalker?
Stalker
I don't know.
Or stalker?
Probably both. Anyway, I sent a testimonium to Survivor Savant Evan Ayers.
Okay. Oh, you have his phone number?
No. It was on the 20.
Oh, okay. I'm like, wow. You're like, you guys talk to each other on the phone.
Well, we're BFFs.
Oh, okay.
He and I said, you know, that
big
we were recording. That's it. I said we were recording tonight and hope he could join us if his schedule permitted. He says, I'm very sorry that I won't be able to join you all tonight. I have had such a tough schedule with two jobs. Next week is the finale, which I'd love to join in if that's an option. I'll come with all of my through form this season. I don't know what that means.
All of my
I think
true
that meant
form
I think
all
that
of my
meant, I think that went all of my thoughts from this season.
Maybe.
He
well,
says, sorry again. Late 20s economic debt is a pain in the ass. And by late 20s, I'm assuming he's referring to his age, not the 1920s.
I understand having two jobs. When I was supporting Maddie, I had two jobs. And yeah, so I understand that. And I understand debt as well.
So, Adam, I will throw it out there again that maybe since I won't be here for a couple of weeks, if you wanted to reach out to Evan, it sounds to me like his schedule may be whatever.
Right.
You're going out of town.
I'm going out of town, but I would like Evan to be on the show. But if it's just Evan and I, I'll talk too much. And that's going to be the last. That would be the last episode unless you and I did like a season recap
or
something.
You could just go through his thoughts of the season.
Yeah, true. We could do that.
Okay. Although I'd like to be there for that, too. So anyway, here's the other thing. Faye, before we go any further, tell us where we can find you.
Oh, I'm at pinkwheelnuts.com, www.pinkwheelnuts.com, the Pink Wheelnuts podcast.
And do you have a contact form?
I do not have a contact form. I have an email link click, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's important. There you go.
So, you know, it's important for a podcast to have a way for listeners to get in touch with the hosts.
Mm-hmm. Except Survivor's Ready.
Yeah. You guys don't need. Well, I mean, first of all, I would imagine any of our listeners probably know how to get a hold of us.
Let me ask this. Probably. Does the Survivors Ready website have a donate button?
No, we're not asking for donations. For
okay.
Just curious. Go over to patreon.com/survivorsready.
No. What are you drinking, Faye? It looks like some sort of adult beverage.
Yeah, it's not the most attractive looking drink, is it? But it's vodka and Italian orange soda.
Let's put it this way. If that was a urine sample, your doctor would need you to come in for additional tests.
To me, it looks like you made some Tang and added vodka to it. I mean, do we know what Tang is?
Oh, definitely.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the choice, the drink of choice of astronauts, right? Isn't that where it started?
Yep.
All right.
For those of you millennials out there, Tang is an orange beverage that's powdered, and you mix it with water. And it originated as a drink item on the spaceships, the shuttles, whatever.
The
Apollo mission.
Before we get off the topic of what are you doing in this video, I would just like to comment on Adam's hat.
Yes.
You know, Crooked Hat is wearing a hat. And it has the word Canada on it. So I appreciate the acknowledgement.
No one ever calls out my hats. Like, I've had multiple different hats. I have one with a razorback on it. I have the one Fatty got me with, or the Suits got me with Pride 48. Every time I wear this hat, someone points out that it says Canada on it. I don't know why. I mean, well, I know you live in Canada. I mean, you're a Canadian, but I mean, it's just odd because I've had so many people say, why are you wearing a Canada hat?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
what's the rest of it? It's got a logo of some kind.
Oh, I don't know. It's just, I don't even know. I bought it.
Rolls Royce, it looks like. Canada, 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 Canada.
Oh, okay. You have to talk so I can see it. So your camera pops up.
Yeah, you got to talk.
It says, I had to take my headphones off. It says Canada, Canada, but it's got a maple leaf, I'm guessing.
That's correct. Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's the black maple leaf.
It was just, I went on vacation and I went to Canada a couple of years ago with my parents. Mm-hmm. Or we were in Washington, but we took like a weekend trip because my grandparents live.
We loved having you. Thank you for stopping by.
Well, you're welcome.
Faye, didn't I ask you this already? There is no Survivor Canada, right?
That is correct. Okay. But Big Brother Canada will be starting soon, I believe.
Right. And can y'all see
Russia from the Big Brother house?
No.
You cannot see pee-pees and hoo-hoos?
Oh, no. No, not in Canada.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know.
Unless they're stuck behind spandex or something.
No!
Yeah, they blur it out. They blur out any unfortunate escaping.
I don't know about all the other countries, but of the English-speaking countries that I'm aware of, I think England is the one where you can see a penis as long as it's below 45 degrees. I don't know about the vajayjays, though.
Is that the angle or the outside temperature?
it's the angle, and they come by with a whatever a protractor. Thank you, and they measure the angle, to make sure they don't have to blur. No, but England, and I don't know if they have a Big Brother Germany, but I bet Germany they can see whatever they want to see.
Or France,
yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So now that we've wasted the first 10 minutes.
Well,
and we wonder why people don't listen.
We have millions of listeners, Fatty.
We do.
They would have contacted us had we had a contact.
Had there been a donate button.
But, there's not. So they can join us in the chat room over at pride48.com. Oh, tonight's the last. Well, we don't know when the next live show is going to be. So, watch all our social medias and we
absolutely
won't tell you.
Do we have social media?
Because you're at Big fatty.
Okay, but there's no survivors first.
No, the guest first.
The guest on the show tonight was the only one who tweeted anything out about being on the show.
Excuse me, I did also.
Oh, well, I beg your pardon.
And I responded to your tweet as well.
I think about it, I'm sitting at the computer and I can't log into Twitter on this computer because I don't remember my password.
Oh, so there's that old nugget brought back.
We understand you're a busy, busy man.
All right, Faye, right. I see that you have notes again tonight. So why don't you walk us through what happened on this week's episode?
Okay, thank you very much. I have a subtitle for this week's episode, and I'm calling it Bulge Factor Zero.
Oh!
So, nothing to see here.
There were some balls, but that was just in the game.
Yeah. Hmm. So don't bother
good,
watching.
I didn't miss anything.
You did not.
Okay.
Wait, you haven't seen the episode?
Yeah, I've seen it.
No, okay. He's just saying that he never notices the bulges because, you know, of course, Fatty is the least sexual of any of us. And so he would never notice bulges or anything like that.
No, he must do it for the kindly chats that he has with all of his guest visitors.
That was just come by for tea and crumpets.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay, so we start the show off at the very top of the show. It's a quick little recap of the previous show. You know, they're kind of going, they're reacting to the evictions of the last week episode, wherein Gabby was evicted. This leaves seven contestants on the show. And then there's a bunch of talking. Christian suspects Nick is not on his side anymore. Nick finds a fake idol in the sand at the boat dock or somewhere down by the water.
So I want to talk about that. I don't know if you wanted to. So
no, by all means, go ahead.
He did not find a fake idol. This was all like a plan. So Nick says they have a one-on-one with Nick, and he's like, you know, I know since an idol was used, since Christian used an idol, there's going to be another one. And then he's like, and I wanted to look for it, but I don't want anyone else to be looking for this idol. So I got this brilliant idea that I'm going to take the paper from the last idol I found, and I'm going to wrap it around a fake idol that I've made. And then he decided, first he was just like, I'm going to hide it somewhere and hope that someone finds it, right? And then if someone finds it, then no one else is going to look for the idol because the idol's already been found. Then he gets this brilliant idea. No, I'm going to just hide it somewhere where I know we're all going to be sitting. And then I'm going to make sure I find it while we're all sitting there. Everyone's going to see me find it. And then they're not going to look.
And it was at night, so you couldn't like read the message on the card or whatever it's written on.
The scroll.
So he was sitting there. I don't remember.
The papyrus.
It was, I know he was there. Obviously, he was there. Angelina was there and Mike was there. It feels like there was one other person, either Allison or
somebody else,
maybe.
Too.
And he's like, I don't know. I don't remember the exact details, but he was like, oh gosh, look what oh my goodness, what's this? And pulls it out. Max all surprised, hands it to Mike. And Mike's all, oh, you found an idol, you know, whatever. And ahead.
But it was brilliant, wasn't it? I mean, that was a brilliant game move on his part.
It was. I think fake idols are becoming a thing. I mean, so yes, it was.
Evan could tell us when the first fake idol was.
But I feel like the last few seasons, there's been at least one fake idol, like in every season for the past two or three. But yeah, it is a. If you can fool people, you know, it is. It was definitely a good move for sure.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of fooling people, Davey didn't buy it that he had actually found an idol. Davey kind of called it correctly in thinking that I think he just bluffed this idol so that he would throw everybody off the trail.
Yeah, and he was right on the mark because Davey says, I know that Nick found another idol. So I think he could have easily taken the paper from him. And that's exactly what, like, exactly mm-hmm. what Nick did. Yeah. Davey's like saying, oh, I think this is, he's like, I wasn't born at night or something. I don't know what he said, but I wasn't born yesterday is basically what he was saying. And I, he figured it out for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. So
and he started looking.
Exactly. Yes.
So,
But nobody actually did find an idol in this episode, right?
Sure they did.
No, they did, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean Davey did.
Yeah, Davey yeah. found an idol.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. A bogus idol, though. Like, not a good one.
Well, no.
Well, it was an idol.
Okay.
It was a real idol. Yeah.
It was an idol with a... that included a game of chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so, well, let's get to this then. So,
get to it there, Faye.
So Davey goes searching for the idol because he's figured out that Nick is bluffing. Davey is kind of gunning for Nick right now, it would seem. He's kind of figured out that Nick isn't all he's, which is, this is strange to me because they seem to be such good friends or good mm-hmm. teammates. And they've been helping each other throughout everything. But now Nick is like, oh, I don't trust you anymore. And so anybody have any thoughts on that?
Well, is it? I think that Nick was trusting him until Mike kind of said, hey, Davey's coming after you. And he went, he is?
Yeah, you know, yeah, right? Totally. So Davey didn't really trust Nick because... Well, A, Nick had an idol, and he just thought Nick was getting too powerful. And then I don't know if he was – I guess he wasn't really upset about the Christian thing from the last week because Davey also voted to evict Christian last week. So, but it seems like there was something else. Anyway, he was like, you know, he's just getting too powerful. He's got – he may have two idols now. You know, yeah. we need to get yeah. him out. But – And then, yeah, okay, well, Nick was trusting Davey up until the very end of the episode.
Exactly, yeah. Okay, we may be getting a bit ahead of ourselves here because okay. we're going to talk about some of the chitty chatty that was going on.
Okay.
Basically, we get now to the challenge, the reward challenge on day 33, which is a helicopter ride to the country club. So they have to,
I thought this was an odd reward. I mean,
that seems strange.
It's like, okay, we're going to take you back to civilization so you can order anything you want off the menu.
Right. And I was hoping they'd be getting like massages and,
you know. Or a shower, you yeah. know,
but they just parked them on the end of a pier and said, here, sit here. We'll bring out some chicken wings or whatever. Right. They had. All they seemed to have was liquor, mind you.
Right.
All right. So the challenge to get to the country club was you're tied to a rope, basically.
Right.
As though you're a leash.
Like a
so
leash.
Speak. Exactly. And you have to sort of unwind this rope by going – around obstacles, through obstacles, you know, it's just like
over and
like,
under and
like
all this
cat's cradle tangled yeah. mess that you have to you know, get as much rope as you can. And when you feel you've untangled or released enough rope that you're going to be able to get to the end of the course, I suppose, mm-hmm. you then have to throw some beanbags at a pile of blocks and knock them over. The trick is, if you don't untangle enough rope, you can't retrieve the beanbags that you have to throw, which you throw away from you to knock over the blocks. And so you need to make sure you have enough rope to get to the throwing station and to go and retrieve the things you've thrown as far quite far away from you.
Now, what did you think of this challenge? I thought this was a basic challenge, but I liked it.
Yes. Adam, do you have any thoughts?
I mean, Yeah, it was very basic. I thought it was a very short, it seemed like a very short challenge for the amount of space that they needed to fill. Because they got, I mean, they didn't have, and I'm sure they don't pick the challenges based on like how long they're going to take. But it seemed relatively easy, though. I mean, you go around this thing, grab your rope, over, under, and then you're at the sack of sand or whatever. You chunk your sand. I mean, that's a relatively quick contest.
Well, I think it was, I think it was easy for even the worst player, okay?
That's true.
I mean, because some of them are much harder. Like that thing where they had to hold up the bags of nuts and things like that, or bags of balls or whatever it was. I mean, you got to have strength there. There was an element of judgment in this. So
yes. There was a certain amount of strategy to this.
Strategy. Maybe that's the right word.
Because you could have gone balls ahead and not gotten enough rope and tried to be accurate with your bean bags. And it was probably difficult to judge exactly how much rope you needed to get to the target area. So,
right.
And then people often in these challenges tend to try to be as fast as possible.
Right.
So they can be the first when the smarter move is to slow down and calculate and think a little bit.
And that's why I like this. I really like this challenge.
Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise for me too, to discover that this rope leash is something you need to really think hard about, right?
Right.
Okay, so I don't know exactly how all of the people played out. I do know that Davey was first getting to his zone, his target zone. Angelina did not have enough rope. She had to go back, and Kara had to go back. And eventually it was a shootout between Nick and Davey. And Davey won in the end.
Now I have something to say here.
Mm-hmm.
Once the challenge began, we never saw Christian nor Mike.
Like I don't remember. Like we didn't see them at all.
No, they didn't see them do anything. They were not in the challenge at all. That you never saw either one of them throw a beanbag. You didn't see them go over and under the hurdles. That you didn't see them untie any rope.
Well, that's the reason
we just like they were not there. Now, you know, I'm surprised that Mark did not notice this.
You know, Mark, your husband? Did he mute himself?
Oh, my Mark. I was like, who the fuck is Mark? What? No, I was trying to think, wait. Who's Mark? We don't have any co-host named Mark.
Sure we do. Oh
we
my
sure
God.
Do.
Poor Mittens. Mittens, I remember who you are.
No, he didn't. He did not point that out. He did not point anything out to me.
Back, if you still have it on tape, you go back and watch. You never see either one of them. Now, that which tells me they were both so awful that they just, you know, why bother?
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Okay. So Davey wins and they come to the reward portion where Davey, I guess Davey picks two people to go with him. Is that what the deal was?
Yes. And he immediately picked Nick because Nick had picked him to go on a reward.
Right.
Oh, and here it comes.
And then your favorite thing, Big Fatty. He called it in last week's episode of Survivors Ready.
It's coming back. It's coming back.
That Angelina would be bringing up the fact that she got the rice. She sat out to get the rice. You know, she negotiated brilliantly for the rice.
And she spent more time saying, I don't want to play the rice card. I don't want to use this as leverage. you know, I don't, I and that's which is exactly what she was doing. I was screaming at the TV.
Right. Which she brought up again after they all went moping back to camp, but we can talk about that later.
Yeah.
Okay, so Angelina makes a plea to Davey to take her because she got the rice, and Davey picks Kara.
Right.
Right? Any thoughts on why he picked Kara?
I don't really know. He made a speech, or he said, I think Kara's had my back since, you know, the merge or whatever. But they didn't really focus on, I don't remember us ever saying anything about Kara being aligned with Davey or any, so I didn't really notice that, but that's what he said. He said Kara had his back the whole time. I thought he might choose Christian, but
Christian looked like he really wanted to go.
I have a note to myself here that says family visit regarding this. Does that make sense? Does anybody know why I wrote that?
Well, is that the payback to Nick for him asking?
Oh, right.
Because Nick chose Davey as one of the choices for family visit. And, of course, it was Nick and Angelina making that choice, right? And so she said, hey, I was involved in that decision too. And then when that didn't work, then she pulled out the rice card.
Right.
Well, that's what it was.
That card is going to be coming up.
I'm telling you, that's not the last time that card's going to be played, folks.
She thought that was going to help her out, but I think it's going to become an annoyance. They're like, Angelina, you're constantly talking about the rice. Give it up. Give up the rice.
I predicted it.
And then when they went back to camp, you could also almost see people's eyes rolling when she went on again about the rice. You know, we got the rice. And then they had the biggest pot of rice. They had more rice.
I hope they were constipated. They ate all, from eating all that rice.
Oh, my God. The rationed rice, and they're just pigging out on it, those people. Okay, so, well, that ends that segment of the show, and we go to commercial. Did anybody in my country, the commercial that we got right at this first commercial break was the Titan Games commercial? Has anybody seen this? The Rock?
Yes.
And his new show?
I don't know if that commercial, I've seen the commercial, and then we watched Ellen's Game of Games tonight. She has a game show. I don't know if you guys get that in Canada, but and they had her with The Rock. They were promoting together. So she was promoting her thing, and he was promoting Titan, and they were standing back to back.
Now, Faye, here in the US of A, the Titan Games comes on the National Broadcasting Corporation. And of course, Survivor is the Columbia Broadcasting System. So it's two different networks.
Oh, yeah, you're right. See, I watched Survivor, and then Ellen had a special holiday game of games, and we watched both of those tonight before we just recorded. So, but the game of games is on NBC.
Now, who did you watch that with?
With Mark. Yeah.
Who?
With Mark. Who? Mark.
Mark? I don't know. Who? Faye, do you have any idea who he's talking about?
It rings a bell. I just can't place it.
I just spaced. I didn't even know you were talking to me.
All right.
You better not let Mark get his hands on this episode.
Mark, if you're looking for something to stick into Adam's stocking, get some of that Prevagen. Because, you know, that helps with memory health. You know, it comes from an element from jellyfish.
We were just talking about that because my memory's not that. I mean, I forget things, but I've forgotten things for years. I mean, it's not like an old age thing. But the other night.
Mark, definitely get the Prevagen, okay? Because I can't wait for him to look at it and go, "What? Why did you get this?"
The other night, I was like, "Where's the remote? Where is the remote?" And he's
like,
"Was
it in your hand?"
It was in my lap. I had a pillow sitting in my lap, and the remote was on top of the pillow. I'm like, "Where is the damn remote?" And he's like pointing. I'm sorry. Like, oh, there it is.
Can you imagine, Faye, can you imagine when he's in his 50s?
Oh, my good God, the poor guy.
All right, right. He'll be moving into your basement.
Yeah. Okay, so I bring up the Titan Games because there's a lot of spandex on that Titan Games show, so at least in the previews or the commercials. So
I'll tell you a show to watch if you're into the bulges and the spandex on Netflix. Now, I don't know if it's in Canada or not, but on Netflix, oh, I'm going to forget the name of it. Oh, no, I don't. It's called The Ultimate Beastmaster.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard of that. It's kind of a ninja warrior
American
rip-off.
Gladiator.
But they wear, now it's season one and season two, they weren't as tight, but the most recent season, they got even tighter on the spandex. And
wow.
You see like every, so it's the most, whatever the most recent season is. I don't know if it's three or four, but you want to start with that one because that is
Bulge writing
City.
It now.
That is Bulge City.
Okay. The other bulge-tastic show is the Spartan Games.
I don't know that.
I don't know if you've heard of the Spartan Games, which is on your American networks. Don't ask me which one. But it's like it's all the people who seem to have come out of the American Ninja Warrior. It's all the same contestants that we see every year. So, okay, getting enough of that. I'll look for Ultimate Beastmaster. I have heard of it, and I'm going to be watching Titan Games. Okay. We come back from the Titan Games commercial, and the crew that didn't get to go on the party at the dock at the country club. Do you think? I don't think they even let them in that country club.
They didn't. They had to sit. I mean, they weren't even out by the pool here. Go, y'all can sit. Y'all can sit out here in this cabana that looks out over the ocean.
They were on some covered patio. I mean, it was covered, at least.
It was a covered patio with a couch, you know, and they
probably
brought food out to them.
It was probably the president of CBS's country Fiji villa, and they just parked them on the pool or the.
Hey, it might be where Jeff and the crew stay while the rest of them are,
Well, I can assure you it's probably where Jeff stays. Anyway.
Okay. So the crew that didn't win, they're back at camp. They're complaining. So Angelina is complaining about Davey. Basically, everyone is complaining about everybody else. There seems to be a plot to vote out Nick, which is coming out of Kara, Davey, Dr. Allison, and Christian. They're all turning their attention to Nick. Allison blabs to Mike about a friend. I don't know. Dr. Allison, that woman,
I don't know why she told Mike. And I was kind of irritated because Mike had that shit-eating grin like, oh, he didn't come out and say it, but
I'm going to make the decision.
I'm the decider. Yeah. I mean, it was all like, oh, here, I'm in the power position now because I've got two different groups confiding in me and I'm going to make the decision tonight. And I'm like, oh, get over yourself, Mr. Sugar Daddy. I mean, come on.
Okay. So all these plots are going around whether to vote out Nick or vote out Christian.
Christian still wants to vote out Angeline. Allison. Dr.
Yeah, he
Allison.
Wants to vote out Allison.
Right. Yes, definitely. Anyway, so there's quite a bit of division here, and people are all claiming to be working together, but none of them really are, except for a couple of pairs. You know, it's basically they've paired themselves up, right?
Right.
From the way that the votes turned out at the end of the show, it seems to me that people are just kind of pairing up. All right.
I got something to say about that when we get to it. But
okay.
Anyway.
All right. So, different day, different time period. I guess everybody came back from the clubhouse, and Davey is out hunting for the idol. Because he's on to Nick. he gets a clue to go to where they had the merge feast. So he goes down there and he discovers a flaming pot burning in the bushes with a bunch of urns sitting on a table, and he has to pick an urn or something.
He's won an immunity idol, but it's only good at that evening's tribal council. However, if he would like to give up his vote that evening, or risk giving up his vote that evening, he can choose between the two front pots. And if he chooses the correct one, then it's the idol is good for 2 weeks. Okay. Right. But if he's wrong, he loses his vote for that evening. And then if he had done that, they could have gone to the second set of pots, where he could have extended the idol's use for another week.
That's what's going on.
Or lose his vote again. So he had a 50-50 chance of extending it another week or losing his vote. And if he did extend it, then he could try again and vote and, have a 50-50 chance of extending it a second week or losing his vote.
So can you tell us, how did he choose what to do?
Well, he prayed to God, because God is on the island, and God speaks to us in many ways. Adam, since you're a man of the cloth, why don't you tell us how God
sign to him? He said, "God, give me a sign," which I don't think God ever gives you a sign when you ask for a sign, but anyway, he asked for a sign.
Stood there for 45 minutes waiting for something to happen.
Well, I don't know how long he stood there. There wasn't a clock, but he looks over, and the torch, the flame on the torch is blowing away from the game. Like, it's blowing towards the ocean, right? And he's like, that is God's sign for me not to play this game and risk my vote, because it's blowing completely away from the pots, away from the game.
When I saw this sign from God, I thought that God was saying, break the pot on the left. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he also said that. He said, point to the one that you think that I should break or whatever. And then I guess, anyway, it could have gone either way.
From the camera perspective, it looked like the flame was pointing to that, whatever, the one closest to the flame.
Right.
And then the flame shifted. The wind shifted.
Anyway, he ain't breaking pots.
Yeah, he passed.
I thought that was a good decision, because I felt like at this point in the game, his plan was to get Nick out. And I felt like if he wanted to execute that plan, he can't give up his vote.
Right.
So he had an idol and he kept his vote. I think that was the best situation for him to be in, because he could have had an idol, which wouldn't really help as much as having his vote, because he really needed his vote for his plan to work.
Mm. Right. Okay. Any other thoughts on that before we go on to the immunity challenge?
I like the idea that they're having to sneak away from camp to go, you get a clue and you have to go sneak away from camp to get this. Because that makes it, where is so-and-so? It puts another element in there that's different this year.
True. The one thing that I always wonder, though, is, like, how do they know? How do the producers know when they need to have everything set up? Do they say, okay, you have to tell us when you're going to go and do this so that we can be ready for you?
Well, or, no,
because they had to,
Adam, they had to set up a tiki torch and a table with four pots on it.
Yeah.
Okay. And, he's on the way down there. Light the tiki torch,
There was another one that was a little more elaborate. The one that had
Nick had
the lights, and I don't know, there was like some fancy neon LED lights and some, I don't know, maybe it wasn't, but.
Well, they're on camera 24/7, so.
Right.
And it's probably being monitors being shot back to the base. Anyway, okay. Anyway. We go to immunity challenge. So the challenge here is to stand on a perch holding basically a platter. And you have to put a ball on the platter and keep that ball from rolling off the platter. And they start with one ball and they do that for a period of time. And if everybody gets through that, then they put two balls on the platter and they just keep increasing the number of balls. So it's raining when they start.
Oh.
They're standing on this really thin plank, I guess. I would have turned, you know, they were all standing and with their toes like pointing forward. I think I would have turned and put my feet lengthwise
maybe,
on that.
Maybe they weren't allowed to.
Right.
So,
Evan, can you please tell us what they were allowed and not allowed to do?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so we have seven people who are attempting to win this challenge. The ball's on the pie plate. First person out is Kara.
She was pissed too.
And then Angelina was out, and Davey came out, and then Christian was out after 4 minutes. So it must have been a tough challenge because they were all out on one ball, weren't they?
I think that's right.
I believe so. Well, it's always hard. I mean, when you have to balance a ball on a perfectly flat plate, plus you're balancing at the same time, and it's raining, you know, I mean, that's hard.
Yeah, and their feet are slippery from sand, and I agree completely. I'm not trying to say it wasn't hard. It seemed like an extremely difficult challenge. Okay, so I don't know when we went into round two, but Nick was the next person to get kicked off or fall out. And then it did go to round three, where they had the three balls.
Three balls.
And there were only Allison and Mike left. And Allison, they always kind of remark about her shaking legs. Her legs were shaking like crazy.
Yeah.
Well, she's as thin as a rail, that thing. She probably doesn't have a muscle in her body except, you know. My goodness. Well,
and she's probably got the osteoporosis too, so anyway.
Right. Well, she's a doctor.
Yeah.
So they battle.
Dude, I didn't know doctors were prone to osteoporosis.
I'm sure they are. Well, they're probably quite sickly because they spend all their time in hospitals.
Well, they're around sick people.
Yeah, of course. Why ever would you want to be a doctor? I think like what would drive a person to say, I'm going to spend the rest of my life hanging out around sick people?
This is an excellent question for Evan.
Why?
Is he a doctor?
I don't know.
Is Evan a doctor?
Well, perhaps one of those two jobs he has.
Yes, right. Okay, so in the end, Allison and Mike battle it out, and Mike wins immunity.
Believe it or not.
Right. That would be the first immunity challenge. Is it the first anything he's won? Or
I think so.
So congratulations, Mike. Does anybody have any comments about this whole challenge?
I can let you know that light rain is starting near the villa right now. Okay. I just got a message on my phone.
I don't really have, there wasn't any drama. It was just kind of a run of the mill. Mike won.
Yeah, it was just
he was really happy because he hasn't won immunity yet.
And then here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right. Go ahead, Faye.
Okay. So it's day now 35. New day, right?
Yep.
Day 35, and they're talking about the potential targets.
Everybody's a target.
Everyone's a target. Allison is a target because Nick wants to go after Allison. And
Nick
Mike
does?
No, Nick. No.
No, Christian.
Christian
does.
Wants to go after Allison. And then, and he's
well. Maybe
going
Nick was going at. Maybe Nick was going after Allison also there for a while.
Okay.
No,
well,
Nick wanted Christian out. Nick has been telling everyone he wanted Christian maybe, out.
Yeah, I think you're right. You're right.
Yeah. He was telling everyone he wanted Christian
out. Wanted Allison out. Christian Nick wanted, Allison. Wanted Christian out. Davey wanted Nick out.
Yes.
Yep.
But no, that was a lie. Wasn't that a lie?
No, Nick, which one? All of those are true.
No. You know, Faye's right, because I think Nick wanted Allison out. I think that's right, because Mike says, I know everybody wants Allison out or blah blah blah, but I think this is the time that we need to get Christian out. And he kept trying to get people on board with that, and they weren't having it.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
It was between Allison and Nick. There were two camps, either Allison or Nick. And
Davey wanted. Yeah. Yeah. And then.
No, just a minute. Wait, please. So Mike lied to Nick and said that Davey wants Nick out. Now, wasn't that a lie?
No.
No.
That was a truth.
Okay.
So what happened was, he decided he wanted Christian out.
Who's he?
Mike decided he wanted Christian out. He decided tonight is the night. We need to get Christian out. This was after he won immunity because he was feeling powerful. So he's like, you know what? Now that I've got immunity, I'm going to make a move here. So I'm going to talk to every single person other than Christian and try to convince them they need to vote for Christian. Nobody was siding with him.
Nobody's buying it.
Nobody was buying it. And then he says to the camera, well, so I decided I'm going to have to reveal to Nick the plan.
Well, no, wait a minute. But wait a minute. We got to back up even more. The group that was trying to get Nick out was saying, okay, we cannot tell Angelina and we cannot tell Mike.
Okay? Right, and Allison told
Mike. So Allison immediately went to Mike and told him.
Yeah. She immediately told Mike, hey, we're going to vote for Nick. Well, so Mike thinks he needs to gain Nick's trust so he can get Nick to vote for Christian.
Right.
But the thing is, immediately when he told Nick, Davey is out for you, you know, Nick starts saying, well, then we've got to vote Davey out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what Mike wanted either. He just wanted to gain Nick's trust.
Right.
And then get him to vote Christian.
It backfired on him.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So we have Christian's name thrown out. We have Davey's name thrown out. We have Nick's name thrown out. And we have Allison's name, Dr. Allison's name thrown out.
Right, right. Okay, well, so then we go to the tribal council. They all march down the beach carrying their flaming torch. And they start to have their little chat. And then Dr. Allison says once again is, I'm always a threat. And everyone's going to be gunning after me because I'm so fantastic. She's always going
on. And I have osteoporosis because I'm a doctor.
I mean, in her defense, it was brought up by someone, and I don't remember who it was, that she had already won one immunity and almost won the one today. And so they had discussed her as a threat when they were campaigning to vote her out.
Yeah, I don't know. And I think people are telling her people who are trying to stay on her good side are telling her she's a threat. So to keep her, I mean, we're not seeing that on camera, but I'm betting people are saying, oh, yeah, I'll do whatever you want. You're the best player here. I'll be your friend. You're the biggest threat. So, okay. I don't know what else. Does anyone have any other thoughts on the chatting that was going on before the vote?
Not me. It was just your run of the mill. Jeff tries to, you know.
Now I will say this. Carl didn't look as pissed when the jury came.
Oh, he still looked pissed.
He was still pissed, just not as pissed. And Gabby didn't want to look at him at all. And Alec, Alec kept doing the surfer, you know, hang 10. If he did that once, he did it half a dozen times.
Well, y'all need to watch the Ponderosa interviews on YouTube. They're really interesting. If you don't normally do that, you should look for Ponderosa. They interview every jury member as they leave, and they show the Ponderosa, and they show kind of what life is like. You know,
did it look like the hotel that they went to?
I mean, I'm sure it's not the same one, but it was similar. I mean, they had a pool, and they have a dining room where I think they can order whatever they want. You know, it's like a restaurant. It's a resort of some sort.
It sounds to me like they took them to the Ponderosa for the
award.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, so the voting begins now. So everyone goes up to the altar. They make their vote. And then they come back, and Jeff, I'm about to reveal the votes. Does anybody have an idol? And so Davey pops up and says, I have an idol. I'm going to use it on myself. And this was the idol that the God gave him.
Because it was only good that one night.
That's right. He had to use it that night or not use it at all. So I'm in 100% agreement. It was a good move on his part.
I thought.
But, I mean, he could have used it on somebody else. But anyway.
I thought that he might use it on Christian, because last week he was talking about, you know, wanting to keep Christian around to be a shield for him.
Right.
And so I thought, because he didn't know that his name was being tossed around at all, at least as far as we knew, Davey had no idea that, you know, he was going to get any votes at all. So I thought he might play it for Christian because Christian was a likely target for someone.
I had an inkling that Davey was in trouble, but I didn't know how much in trouble. Okay, so Davey uses his idol, negating any votes that may have been cast for him. And then Nick gets up and gives his idol,
gives his fake idol.
Yes, he uses the fake. And he says... He then confesses, or someone says it's a fake, or they figure out it's a fake. And Nick says, well, I used the fake idol because I wanted to see how the crowd, the voters, reacted to this fake idol to determine whether or not I should use my real idol.
But I didn't see any kind of reaction.
Well,
no, there wasn't really any reaction. And then he spent like, I don't know, 10 or 15 seconds looking around after he admitted it was fake. He's like, oh, I just wanted to see everybody's reaction. Then he started looking and you know, he's like, I need to decide.
It was a weird thing to do.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, anyway, so.
Well, I'm sure he thought it was great strategy, but it was just kind of
awful. Fell flat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that gave him cause to feel... like, this didn't work the way I was hoping, but maybe. And he chose to use his real idol, which he did. So he used the idol on himself to save himself. So Nick and Davey are now out of the voting.
Right.
7 people are voting, but now only 5 people are eligible to be evicted or eliminated.
Right.
So we start counting the votes. And it turns out in the end, Davey did have 2 votes against him.
Mm-hmm.
Allison had 2 votes against her.
She did?
She had 2 votes against her, yes. And Christian had 2 votes against him. And then the 7th vote, the final vote, so everyone's tied now at 2 votes, was finally to evict Christian with 3 votes.
Okay. So Nick never had any votes against him then?
None at all.
Nick didn't have any votes. And
okay, so that was a wasted idol.
What had happened was, is Nick went to Davey. So Davey had it out for Nick, but then Nick went to Davey and admitted to Davey that the idol was fake. That earlier in the episode.
Oh, right.
And then there's this whole one-on-one with Davey where Davey's like, oh, I forgive Nick because now he was honest with me, so I'm not gunning for Nick anymore. I think we should get rid of Allison. So Davy changed his mind. He decided he wanted to get out Allison.
Okay. Guys, I had forgotten that little conversation.
So should I just go? Yeah, go ahead.
And then, so Christian's voted out.
Yes.
And I don't remember what his words of wisdom were. He congratulated them on a good move or something. Yeah.
Good game, he said. Good game, you guys. Enjoy yourselves.
Yeah. Enjoy your flight.
Yeah. let me just go through how the votes played out to help people out.
Yeah. Please do this.
So Davy was up. Davy got two votes. And the people who voted for Davy were Mike and Allison. So those two have been working together for a long time, Mike and Allison, right?
But now, here's the thing. Mike is the one that was going around trying to get everybody to vote for Christian, and he didn't vote for Christian.
Yeah. Weird. Okay. Okay, so Allison got two votes, and the people who voted for Allison were Davy and Christian.
Okay.
All right. And that kind of makes... Yeah, it doesn't. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Christian, but he's gone now. So I guess it doesn't matter.
Because Davy. Well, I know why Davy and Christian were together, because Davy was now trying to work with Christian, because he made the point that he wanted to keep Christian around. They're both Davids from the David tribe, so right. I think Christian was latching on to anyone he could, and Davy was trying to work with him because Davy wanted to keep Christian around. So I think that's why it worked out that way.
Okay. And then the three votes for Christian were Kara, Nick, surprise, surprise, and Angelina.
Ugh.
So Kara has always kind of been against Christian, I think, right?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. I think there was some one-on-one with her where she said, I've been saying we should vote him out since the beginning.
We know Angelina's been saying that.
Or whatever.
Uh-huh. I'd also just like to point out that after the voting occurred, like after all the, when they, they finally said, oh, this vote doesn't count, that vote doesn't count, and Allison's getting her name pulled out or whatever. Did you see her check her pulse at the end of the announcement of the vote?
Oh, my God.
She puts her two fingers up to her neck.
I did not see that.
She did. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That just, that makes me hate her ever so much more.
Yes, I did see that. Evan, did you see that?
Okay, it's so funny that you hate her so bad, Fatty, because she's on your team.
I know. Don't I have Kara also?
You do. You have Kara.
Okay.
All right. So that's the end of that. Christian says goodbye. The show's over.
Next time on Survivor.
So I want to ask something. Uh-huh. We only have one episode left. So they're getting rid of.
No, you have one night left. You have 2 hours of playtime, and you have an hour of reunion show.
So they're doing 3 hours all in one night?
Yes.
Oh. Because I was going to say, we still have 6 people. They have to get down to 2.
No, they get down to 3 nowadays.
Oh, they get down to 3. Okay, I didn't remember that. So they've got to get rid of 3 people.
Right.
In two episodes.
There won't be any reward challenges in these last 2 episodes. It'll be 3 tribal councils.
Well, anyways, so let's talk about the game. So just to remind everyone,
Go ahead. We have to tease next episode.
Okay.
Right.
Teasing of the next episode is Nick saying, "You lied to my face." And then Allison's crying. Dr. Allison is on the beach crying and cries out, "Oh, I could go home today." And then Mike says something about she's such a cruel psychopath. We don't know who he's talking about.
I think he's talking about Angelina, because I seem to remember it's either Kara or Angelina, because Allison is crying and
had to take over.
Some
for
other girl said to her, she said, "Yeah, you might." And it was another girl, but I didn't know they were off camera and I didn't know who it was. So I thought maybe Mike was saying, that whoever made that comment was evil or whatever.
A cruel psychopath.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's the end of this episode.
So the game.
Here we go.
To remind people the teams, I have Christian, Alec, Dan, Gabby, Davey. Fatty has Nick, John, Allison, Mike, and Kara. And Chris has Christian, Mike, Allison, and Nick. So I've only got Davey left.
Okay.
All of my other ones have been evicted because Christian was my – I had Christian and Davey up to tonight or this week's episode. Christian was eliminated.
And he was your replacement person, wasn't he?
Davey was my replacement, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So all of my original team is gone. You still have Nick, Allison, Mike, and Kara. So you still have four people.
I still have a full and
four.
Kara is my replacement.
And Kara's your replacement. You lost John.
John.
Right. Chris okay. still has Mike, Allison, and Nick. So from this episode, Davey found an immunity idol, which was 5 points for me.
Uh-huh.
And then we're at the top six now, so we get 10 points for each of our members that made it to top six. So I got 10 points for Davey, so I had a total of 15 points for this episode.
Okay.
So I'm at 70 points. You got 10 points for Nick, 10 points for Allison, 30 points for Mike because he won immunity and he made it to the final six, and 10 points for Kara.
So I got 60 points.
Yeah, and you only had so now you have 70. So you and I are tied at 70. Now, Chris, however, he got 10 for Mike, 10 for Allison, and 10 for Nick. He now has 85.
Yeah, but how many points do we take away because he couldn't be bothered to be here tonight?
Well, and also, really, it's just you and I against each other because he was able to pick folks that we had already selected.
Right. Once a player was taken, we couldn't choose that player.
Right.
He could choose anybody.
So he had an advantage there. He didn't have to, go through that coin toss BS. So,
By the way, who won the coin toss for this one?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Was it me? Did I win?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
No, you said the big fatty said that Adam could toss.
I said he could toss it.
I think you won it because you chose Christian first.
That could be. Okay. I'm not complaining. We're tied right now. Chris's points don't count.
Right.
And because he can't be bothered, like you said. And
now, do we get extra points for top five and top four and top three?
It's not top five, top four, and top three, but we do. We get final three.
Okay.
We get 20 points.
Okay.
And winning the game, we get 40 points.
Okay. But there are immunity idols. They're idols and.
Rewards?
No, the necklace.
Immunity.
I will say you are, and there could be a fire situation, so that there's still points for that available.
Okay.
I will say you are more likely to win because I've only got one person. So unless
there's a very loud sucking noise coming from my team.
So I mean you've got what, four people out of the six are on your team.
I'm okay with that.
So you're doing good.
Which is probably means that Angelina will win since she's not on anybody's team.
Maybe. If two of the final three are yours, you still win unless. So anyway, we'll see.
All right. I'd like to close out with this question. The game aside, who do you think's going to win? Faye.
Well, I would like for Nick to win, but right now my favorites are Nick and Davey. I think they're playing really good games, except now it appears they're playing against each other. But I'm going to pull for Nick.
Okay. Write that one down, Adam. Or I tell you what, Faye, you write it down because Adam doesn't have any memory.
Nor paper.
He hasn't gotten his Prevagen yet. All right, Adam, who do you want to win?
Who do I want to win? No, wait a minute.
Who do you think is going to win?
Yeah. Gosh. I don't know that. I don't know that Nick is going to win, but I want him to win.
Who do I think? It's hard because I'm going to say I feel like Nick might win.
Okay. All right. And I'll tell you mine in a second. Who do you absolutely not want to win?
Well, I don't want Angelina to win. I don't like Allison, but I don't think she's going to stay in for much longer. I think Angelina will stay in longer than Allison. So I don't want Angelina to win.
Okay. Adam?
I don't want Mike to win.
Okay.
I'm sick of him feeling like I'm in the power position, you know, whatever. I don't know. He annoys me. I don't know why. He just is annoying to me.
Okay. I think Nick is going to win, and here's why. In the first episode or two, Nick was so close to being voted out, and they made such a big deal about it in the beginning that I think that they were setting us up that he was going to be on a rocky road and he was almost out the door, and here he is coming back to win. That's why I think that. I absolutely do not want Angelina to win. I hope the rice card comes back and bites her in the ass. Because if she's in the final three, and she could very well be in the final three, she will absolutely play the rice card again when she's trying to influence the jury. But I also don't want Mike to win either.
I think regardless of playing the rice card, if she's in the final three, they discuss the rice card in the reunion show. The rice card
absolutely will be discussed.
Either so. Jeff will be saying, "Do you think the rice card bit you in the butt?" Or if she happens to win, he'll be like, "Oh, do you think the rice card was the reason you won?" But you know it's going to be brought up one way or the other.
Now, Adam, do us a favor. Ask Mark. Do you remember who Mark is?
I do remember who Mark is.
Ask Mark who he thinks will win and who he absolutely doesn't want to win. Okay. And write it down somewhere.
Okay.
Okay.
I will. I don't have to remember because this is a podcast. We record these. So
you have to remember what Mark says.
No. Earlier you said write down what Faye says and what you say. I don't have to remember.
Yeah, but that would require Faye to go back and listen to this. So
I just want to get some clarification here.
Uh-huh.
I have three categories: who you want to win, who you do not want to win, and who you think should win. Okay? Is that correct?
Well, we didn't say who we wanted to win. Fatty said, "Who do you think is going to win?" And you chose who you wanted to win.
Okay.
So I don't think you've told us.
All right, who do you think will win, Faye?
I think Davey is going to win.
Oh. Okay.
So
I want Davey to win because he's the only one left on my team. Just because I think Davey has been smart. At the beginning he was kind of behind the scenes, but I think these last three or four episodes he's shown that he is a strategic player.
He is beginning to, as they say, peak at the right time.
And he's not mean. I hate mean people. He's a member of David Tribe, and I'm all for underdogs. And so I, even if he wasn't on my team, I think he would be the one I would be most happy with winning at this point.
Okay. So let me just review for all of our listeners. Big Fatty, you didn't choose a, you didn't say who you'd want to win. You said you think Nick would win. Do you want to choose who you want to win?
I would want Nick to win also.
Okay. So just to review, Adam thinks that Nick is going to win. He would like Davey to win, and he does not want Mike to win.
That's correct,
Adam?
Yes, and when I have someone I don't want to win,
that's 90%
of the time, that's who wins.
Okay.
We'll just say.
All right, there it is.
Big Fatty, you said you think Nick is going to win. You would like Nick, you want Nick to win, and you do not want Angelina to win. Okay.
That is correct.
And then I said, the Faye driver says, I think Davey is going to win. I would like for Nick to win, and I definitely do not want Angelina to win. Okay.
That sounds good. Now, was it tough for you to choose between Angelina and Allison?
It is a little difficult, but okay. But I don't think...
Did you take your pulse when you were deciding?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thanks, everybody.
I don't dislike Allison as much as you guys do. I don't care one way or the other. Like, I don't have a visceral reaction one way or the other to Allison, so... I'm not really sure, but all right. Well,
and to let everybody know, we are going to record a final episode after the first of the year.
Yes.
We'll find out when Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, can't be bothered to be here. And we'll see if Evan can join us. And Faye, we know you'll be here. You know, it's my observation is, Faye doesn't watch Survivor, but he sure has gotten into it this season. And I think you've enjoyed it.
Absolutely, 100%.
So unlike Alex Lefebvre, who...
Who?
Alex Lefebvre.
Oh, Alex Lefebvre. Who doesn't listen to this, so anyway.
He can't even be bothered to be in the chat room. All right, Faye, one more time. Where can people find you?
Oh!
I am the Faye Driver at the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast, www.pinkwheelnuts.com.
And y'all, just if you've never listened to the Pink Wing Nuts, he does the Christmas Day run every year.
Yep, that's right.
And he'll be at Mother Anderson's running away from her this year.
All right. Well, you guys, I just found out tonight you can't contact us anywhere. We don't have an email address and no contact form. But if you want to get more episodes or see anything, you can go to Survivors.
Head over to the Ponderosa.
Okay. And we will see you guys when we record after the first of the year. Yeah. So see you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
If you have Toodles. Thoughts on this, send a message to podcast.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.